Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following items. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay. Item one, which is just any apologies?
Yeah, Chair, we have an apology just from you, Chief.
Great, thank you. And any other from the floor? No, I think we're grand. Item two, any declarations of interest? No. Okay, so item three is the action sheet from our strategy, our SPNR committee meeting held on the 14th of November 2024. So I just need a proposer and a seconder for that paper, please. Councillor Enright, propose. And Councillor Bowsey, the second. Okay, thank you then, members. So item four then, which is the... Yes, sorry, is there any actions arising from item number three before I move on? Nope. Is there anything online? Nope. Okay, grand. Now we'll move on to item four, which is the S95 Audit and Assessment Report 2024-25, and I'm going to hand over to Jared for that.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, in front of you is the Section 95 Audit and Assessment Report for 24-25, and this is from the Northern Ireland Audit Office. So, the local government auditor has certified the performance arrangement within the Council with an unqualified audit opinion without modification. So, this is the best-case scenario, and it relates to our assessment of performance for 23-24 and also our improvement plan for 24-25. 2.2 then details one proposal for improvement. So during the audit, the local government auditor identified no issues requiring a formal recommendation under the Act. However, there was one proposal for improvement, and that was that the Council should ensure that its improvement plan and self-assessment report are approved in line with the Council's governance framework before publication. Then just section 3.1, the recommendation is that members consider and agree the performance audit and assessment report for 24-25, and the full report is detailed on Appendix 2.
Thank you for that. Is there any comments or questions? Yes, Councillor Bowsey.
Just on the assessment report, page 12, it says the Council has not set a target for one of the measures of success for the 2024-25 performance objectives. In number of capital leisure projects progress, this makes it difficult for the Council to assess improvements in the future. This was included as a proposal for improvement in last year's 95 report. So perhaps if we could just have some clarity as to why that isn't included this year.
Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. So I'm going to have to come back to you on that one, Councillor, but I will come back to you tomorrow and speak to the performance.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Anyone else? Yes, Councillor Mack.
Yeah, it's really just, I suppose, an overview, and this is really just to confirmation of this and satisfaction that everything pertaining to the audit, all aspects of the Council this year and last year are absolutely in order as far as the Northern Ireland auditor is concerned. That's what we can deduce from this.
All actions
proposed on in the pipeline and everything is absolutely up to the standard required.
Yeah, Councillor McAteer, yeah, so the financial audit, the report, those charges of governance went to the audit committee in September and made an unqualified opinion, so a number of recommendations for improvement. And then this is the performance end of things, so another unqualified opinion with one improvement proposed. So it's not a recommendation.
But there's nothing on buildings.
No.
Yeah. So that's
great
news. Thanks,
Ryan. It is quite useful to have areas, looking at, whether you can improve. That's all very normal. So it is excellent news that we've got two unqualified reports from the Northern Ireland Audit Office.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, well, if I could get a proposer and seconder for that paper, please. Yeah, Councillor Hanlon to propose and a seconder. Councillor Sharon. Okay. Thank you, members. So items 5 to 9 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Can I please have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? Councillor Rice to propose and Councillor Enright to second. Okay, members, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, Newry City Park, on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to accept the recommendations contained within the officer's report. Item 6, AHC capital budget requirement, on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to accept the recommendations contained within the officer's report. Item 7, disposal of land, on the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to sell the lands outlined in red on map 2 to the party outlined within the officer's report at market value following a vote with the following results, 12, 4 and 3 abstentions. Item 8, proposed lease of lands under Council's sports and community leasing policy. On the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor McAteer, the following was agreed to enter into a lease with the successful group noted in the officer's report in respect of that portion of the lands known as Carrickney Road, Kilkeel, as coloured yellow on map 1, attached for a term of 25 years at a peppercorn rent subject to departmental consent. To enter into a lease with the successful group noted in the officer's report in respect to the portion of lands known as St Anne's Park, Mail Bridge, as coloured yellow on map 2, attached for a term of 25 years at a peppercorn rent, subject to departmental consent. To enter into a lease with the successful group noted in the officer's report in respect of the portion of lands known as Killock Playing Fields, Killock, as outlined in blue on map 3, attached for a term of 25 years, at a peppercorn rent subject to departmental consent. Item 9, Strategic Finance Working Group Action Sheet, 13th November 2024. On the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Rice, it was agreed to note the action sheet. Okay, members, that's the end of tonight's meeting. It's also the last one of 2024, so I do wish everyone a very happy Christmas and a happy new year as well, and safe home, everyone. All right, thanks.